Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me. Once she's a friend of mine. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your
good afternoon. What are we looking at? 3:07 on this Thursday afternoon, rainy day here in Kansas City. My gosh. The FBI apparently is going to hold a press conference here in a few minutes regarding the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. If we're on agreement, and man, I should have run this by the boss. I think we carry it because this is...
I think we have an obligation to carry it.
Yeah. Go ahead. You had something to say, Dana.
Well, you know, the FBI has stepped in and that's good. It needs to be an independent agency because the mouthpiece of the Minneapolis agency has done nothing but lie from the beginning. They said he resisted arrest. There are several new clips of video today from nearby businesses showing he did not. He did not resist arrest.
Correct.
They said he suffered a medical condition after an interaction with an officer after they knew about the video. There is zero public trust. The public trust is shattered with that agency. And even the chief of police said yesterday, and I believe the mayor, we don't know who wrote that release. We're looking into it. Because almost nothing in the release, either before or after they had knowledge of that video, was accurate. They continued to say he resisted arrest when he did not. And so I think it's important that the FBI take over because there is zero public trust with this agency today.
Well, and which is interesting because the police chief happens to be black. The mayor, who happens to be white, was one who came out today and, if I'm not mistaken, Dana, said this was murder and they should be charged with murder. The police chief did offer an apology to the family of George Floyd, but that was about as far as he was willing to go. And, you know, I'm not saying he doesn't have empathy. I think he did show some empathy in the news conference that I saw this morning. But I understand he has to be careful, you know, because there are going to be lawsuits coming left and right, and he has to be a little bit careful because of the department that he runs. But the mayor came out this morning and said this is murder, and they should be charged with murder. And I could not agree more. And you know, we said this on the show yesterday, so forgive me if I sound like I'm repeating myself. This show gets accused of being too pro-cop. And maybe that's accurate. On this one, I am not pro-cop. what I saw, the video that I saw, and people were writing in yesterday saying, well, you haven't seen all the video. I don't need to.
Well, we have since seen the video of the initial interaction with George Floyd.
Where he is handcuffed and he sits down on the sidewalk.
Yeah, he's not resisting arrest, Scott.
No, he is not. That is correct, Anna. There is no sign that he is resisting arrest. Now, I don't know what occurred between the point where he was handcuffed and he was sitting on the sidewalk, and then when he ends up getting a knee put down on his neck. I don't know what happened there. But it wasn't a death penalty offense. It wasn't worth his life. And that knee was on his neck. I've heard 5 minutes. I've heard 9 minutes. I don't know which is true. But let's just say that 5 minutes. Let's go with the more conservative one. Let's say that, and I don't mean that politically, let's say that 5 minutes was the number of minutes that knee was on his neck.
As he was begging for his life, Scott.
That is too much. 1 minute would be too much. You have him handcuffed. What can you not do? Get him in the back of a squad car. Take him to the precinct. Come on.
You know, we keep pointing out, Scott, the entire thing started over an allegation that he passed a fake $20 bill.
Correct.
Even if he had been a murder suspect or a rapist or an armed robber, the Police Chiefs Association has come out and said, you cannot put your knee on someone's neck. That 30 years ago, that may have been acceptable police policy. Today, with all we know, it is not, because it so quickly can lead to asphyxiation, which is what happened here.
The telephone number, if you want to be part of the program, is 576-7798, 576-7798. The FBI is going to hold a news conference. The FBI is going to hold a news conference here in a few minutes. We will take that live. I can only imagine what they're going to say. And to repeat myself from yesterday, I don't think all four should be charged with murder, but definitely the cop that put his knee on George Floyd's neck should be charged with murder.
I read today somewhere too, Scott, that two of the other officers did help hold him down. And I don't know if those two officers will, it'll be interesting to see if they face heightened charges because of that. And then if the fourth officer never laid hands on him, maybe he doesn't.
I have not seen what you're referring to, though, regarding the other two. I have not seen that. The video that I've seen only, there are two videos. Obviously, there's the video of the officer with his knee on his neck. And then there is video of the initial confrontation where I believe two other people, Dana, correct me if I'm wrong, get out of the back of the car, and for whatever reason they just walk away, and then George Floyd is confronted, he is handcuffed, then he is moved over to the wall of a building where he kneels and sits down on the sidewalk. Those are the only two videos I've seen. Maybe you've seen more. I don't know.
The mayor of Minneapolis has asked the state National Guard to move in after
things have gotten
the protests started to escalate. I believe there's been... Was there a death overnight, Scott?
Not that I've seen.
One person was in custody in a shooting death near the site. Officers reported a stabbing around 9 o'clock last night and found a man who wasn't breathing lying on the sidewalk.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. When the FBI speaks, we will carry it live. 576-7798. You're welcome to weigh in. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Mother. There's too many of you crying. Brother,
brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying.
Welcome back, my friends.
You know we've got to find a way.
When the FBI does do their news conference, we will take it live. But we have a full board. Let's go to Anonymous on line one. Anonymous, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, oh, so I was a SWAT medic for quite some time. And so I've always said, listen, you're putting too much. So resistance, so if you're resisting arrest, there's a kind of like a graph out there. So the amount of resistance equals the amount of force that they put on you. But it peaks out. So I've always said, listen, people aren't resisting arrest, and we need to take a look at this. If I put four or five people on you, Dana, or whoever, at some point, your fight-or-flight syndrome kicks in.
Fight-or-flight, yes.
You're not resisting arrest. You're resisting a dying. You're trying to survive at that point. And there's got to be some type of better training, and I've tried to train this or talk to my other SWAT, the officers, and say, listen, at some point, you've got to stop. It should only take two or three people to hold somebody down and to get them in handcuffs and to get them stuff like that, if you know the proper techniques. Now, I've seen people get kicked off, officers get kicked off of people, and there's four or five of them on there, but they're doing improper techniques. So there's a graft out there that it peaks at a certain level, which is the force that you're putting on them to try and keep them and get them under arrest, and they're resisting arrest. Well, then it stops at that, and now these people go into fight or flight mode, and they're in survival mode. They're not resisting anymore. They're in fight or flight mode. It's your body's natural instinct to do that. So at that point, they're resisting, so now they have more resistance, so now more force is applied. Well, you can only put so much weight on somebody before they stop breathing. And that's my point, and I'm trying to get that out into law enforcement and into other places where they need to stop and take a look at the situation and, figure that out before they escalate into accidentally or purposely killing somebody. I'm not here to judge anybody. I haven't seen the video other than the full video, so I'm not going to say yay or nay on that yet. I can't comment on that, but that's all I wanted to say is we need better training as officers, and they need to know and realize when is the appropriate time to add more force, when is the appropriate time to leave more force,
Yeah, and hey, thank you for the call. I mentioned this at the top of the show, but I do think it bears repeating, Scott, that the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department came out today and said, and I'm going to quote here from the Nathan Garrett, a police commissioner who has previously served as board president. This is clearly improper use of technique and procedure. Do not do this. This is what happens when you utilize bad technique in improper ways. This is the outcome. Do not do this. Kansas City police say they prioritize training in their officers in de-escalation techniques. But listen to this sentence, because I think this is super important for everyone to hear this. We are not so arrogant as to believe that we don't have an officer on our force that would use poor technique. We are not immune from that. We are in the people business. We are reiterating to our officers our commitment to reasonable use of force to further our mission to protect and serve with professionalism, honor, and integrity. And I thought that line was important, Scott, that we're not arrogant enough to think that this couldn't happen.
That's from the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
That is from Kansas City, Missouri Police today, that they will be showing this video. They will be using this video in training. Do not do this. And by this, they're talking about putting your neck or your knee on someone's neck. But then they say we're in the people business. And we're not arrogant enough to think that we wouldn't have an officer that would use poor technique. And that's why you train, to our caller's last point.
Dave in Smithville. Dave, good afternoon and welcome. Hello.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
It's yours. Thank you.
Man,
seriously, when is this going to stop? This goes on almost weekly. You'll see a cop shoot and kill somebody, whether armed or unarmed. They do a self-investigation. He says, I feared for my life. Nothing's done. I'm to the point where I'm afraid. I will call EMS, fire department, because I know they're not going to come to my house and kill me. Police, I've told anyone in my household, do not call the police. I don't want myself or any one of you shot, or my dog. They kill dogs on a daily basis. It's just gotten out of hand, and where's it going to go? I mean, it's not going to get any better. I'm a white guy, and the cops scare me worse than the criminals. It's just ridiculous.
All right, Dave, do appreciate the call. I want to just piggyback on that one. I hate that 0.1% or 1% or whatever you guys want to figure the percentage to be is a broad brush on an entire profession. It would be akin to, what I was about to offer was a horrible analogy. I'm not even going to do it. I have no problem calling the police if I need help. And Dave, with all respect, and I love you, brother. I know you've called in a lot of times. On that one, I think you're completely out of line. And I think to suggest that you don't call the police when you need help, because as a white guy, you fear for your own life. I think that's garbage. And let me finish, Dan, and then please jump in. I think that is horrifically irresponsible to say on the radio. And I have no fear. Now, I am white too. But I would argue that with 99% of the police, you have nothing to fear. They signed up to help you, not to hurt you. And to suggest that you would tell your family not to call the police when you need help, I think that is horrifically irresponsible. Danny, go ahead.
The officers I know are heartbroken that this happened. I'm just going to read one sentence from a friend of mine last night who is long-term law enforcement.
Okay.
The man that was killed in Minnesota is tragic, horrible, and senseless. I am no less sad for his death and just one more horrible black eye for my profession. It is horrible, and I want you to know that what happened in Minnesota is not okay, and we are not all bad.
Amen. Amen. I agree with that 100%. 576-7798. Please disregard the previous call. 576-7798.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA. The big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own
will,
race,
then you only leave carry space the FBI news conference here in a little bit regarding what happened in Minneapolis. And I'm not immune to it. And if you want to criticize me, that's fine. I've really taken it on the chin on the text line regarding the last caller and my remark, disregard the last caller. If I may just expound just a little bit more, and then, Danny, you're welcome to jump in, and then we'll go to the callers. He identified himself as white and said he's from Smithville. Not from Kansas City, Missouri, or some big city, Smithville. And he said he has told his children not to call the police. That is a dumb thing to say. That is a dumb thing to say. And the next time somebody breaks into your car, breaks into your house, then don't call the police. And if that makes me a moron for saying that that is not a good thing to say,
But Scott, you would at least acknowledge there are black families across America and certainly black families here who will say they would not call.
Yes.
Well, you have to at least acknowledge
that. You would acknowledge that the previous caller was white.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But there's a lot of anger out there. And you have to remember that on top of what I believe to be the murder of George Floyd.
Agreed.
You have the lying, which is institutional, that came from the police department about the narrative that happened. And so people are very mistrustful because this does keep happening again and again. And we know about what happened in this case because someone happened to be recording it. Do you honestly think if there was no video of this whatsoever, we would even know that this happened? Of course we wouldn't. We wouldn't even know the name George Floyd, because from the beginning, the department said he suffered some kind of medical incident after an interaction with an officer. That's a lie.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Ron in Midtown. Hello, Ron. Good afternoon. Welcome.
How's it going, folks?
It's going well. Thank you.
Couple of things. If you guys haven't seen it, I would ask that you look at CNN last night with the journalist. Why is his name skip my mind? The black journalist.
Was it Anderson or Don Lemon?
No, it was Don Lemon. It was Don Lemon.
Did you guys see the video that the owner of the restaurant showed?
I didn't see it, Ron, but I heard about it. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I would suggest that you take a look at that one because it's a little bit more extensive, to the point where it shows them walking him across the street to the point where he stumbles stepping off of the curb and falls to the ground. Now, what happens from that point on, I haven't seen anything, but that shows a bit more from when he was sitting down, got up, and then was walked across the street to a patrol vehicle. And I would say the problem that I have with this situation is, from what I've seen so far, this guy, I mean, predominantly acted reasonably calm.
Agreed.
And just to give you a quick little story, I was at a barbershop, ran to the ATM to get some money to pay for my haircut. And I went to a gas station, left the gas station, saw police cars coming down the hill. There's about six of them. So everybody pulls to the side. Next thing I know, the police around me. And they jump out of their cars with their guns drawn. And they were telling me, you know, who's in the car with you? I said, nobody. You got any weapons? No. Get out of the car. Get face down on the ground. And the whole time, I was laughing, and they searched my vehicle. I don't think they didn't put handcuffs on me. Somebody just stood over me, and then they got me up off the ground, and the officer asked me, why was I laughing? I said, because I knew for a fact whoever you was looking for, it wasn't me. And it turns out they went back to the gas station, asked the owner, or at least the clerk, did he pull a gun out on anybody or anything? And he's like, no, he came in here, used the ATM, left and got in his vehicle. Somebody called from a payphone and I guess described me and my vehicle and said that I pulled a gun on them. And I think it was this guy that had mental issues or something, that at the time the payphone still working. This was only about 3-4 years ago. And I look at that to where I didn't know what was going on, but I knew, as calm as I was, I associate that with what I've seen on the video and how this guy acted and how things could have been different, because there is no, at least in my case, there was no, you know, any way anybody could say I was resisting arrest. And from what I've seen on the video, neither was that gentleman.
I need to look it up, Scott.
I
believe it was
that.
The mayor today. I think it's the mayor today that came out and said he saw nothing on that tape that suggests anyone was resisting or that level of force was needed to get him in the car or subdue him or whatever it was.
You don't need to look it up. I watched the news conference. It was the mayor. The mayor was adamant. And the mayor said these officers, I don't know if I agree with all four, but the mayor said these officers need to be charged with murder. Definitely the officer with his knee on this guy's neck, and I shouldn't say this guy because that sounds flippant, George Floyd's neck, needs to be charged with murder. No doubt about it. The officer that has his knee on George Floyd's neck should be charged with murder, and I believe should go to prison for the rest of his life. It was beyond excessive force.
And as we speak, Scott, the situation is getting out of hand in St. Paul.
What's going
on there?
There
are huge, huge crowds gathered in front of a Target. This is from one of the journalists on the ground there. They are starting to loot the Sprint store. Active and continuous looting at the TJ Maxx. Heavy police presence. Officers are trying to guard the outside of what appears to be a Target.
Okay. And there's no way to justify that either. I mean, that is wrong. That is wrong.
What role did Target play in this situation?
What role did TJ Maxx play? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Or AutoZone or...
It's wrong. 576-7798. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Welcome back. We are not immune to criticism. And somebody had written in on the text line, mute Scott Parks now. And I wrote back, why should I be muted? And it was in regards to the caller from Smithville. And he says, because what you said about that caller was irresponsible. It is the same thing as you saying that your family is not doing mass gatherings until 2021. Dumb. It's the dude's opinion. He can do whatever he thinks is best to keep his family safe. Sometimes you need to be muted when it comes to people's opinions. Sorry, I have to go back. Text line's awful. You come off as someone who thinks they are hot S on a silver platter, but you are just a cold turd on a paper plate.
Boom. Pretty accurate description, I'd say.
Oh, that is awesome.
You come off as somebody who is hot ass on a silver platter, but you are a cold turd on a paper plate. Dude, listen, I don't know who you are. I'm giving you a 10 on the insult chart. That was fantastic. That was a great insult.
It was epic. Let me just say this. I understand the spirit of what that caller was saying. I don't like painting with that broad brush because I have so many friends who are police officers, and I do believe 99.9% of them go to work every day, put on that uniform, do something most of us are not willing to do.
Agreed.
And do so with integrity and respect.
And class.
The problem is the 1%, Scott. It
sure
is a human industry.
Sure.
And there's always going to be that 1%. And I don't know how you weed out the 1%. I don't know how you do it. If it's training, if it's... There is always going to be a percentage of folks in every industry who are bad apples. And I don't know how you weed that out of the law enforcement profession. The problem is, and you know this, is when we start seeing the institution lying to cover up what really happened when a black man is, I believe, murdered.
Let's go to Michael in Greenwood, Missouri. Hello, Michael. Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
You know, it was a pretty heinous act they did, and they should be all four charged according to their involvement. But these people that are looting, every time something like this happens, these people that are looting and hurting people, they're no better than those police officers. I mean, every time something like that happens, I was in California when the LA riots happened. They had to pull guys from the Camp Pendleton to go up to help out because people were being totally idiots. You know, it just makes no sense.
All right, brother. Kathy in Lenexa, I know you've waited a long time. Kathy, go ahead.
Hey, turd.
Hey, no. Hey, cold turd.
I guess I'm a
paper
turd
plate.
Too.
Get it right. Okay.
Okay. I just want to say what you said was spot on. I will back you up 100% every day for saying that, Dave. All I can say is congratulations. You're the biggest idiot I've ever heard from.
Thank you, Kathy. This is cold turd, cold plate. Paper plate. Thank you for it.
That's your new trucker name.
Cold turd paper plate.
Cold turd. This is cold turd paper plate over and out.
Coming at you.
Roger, roger. 10-4, good buddy. Bob in Independence. Hello, Bob.
How you doing, Scott?
Well, no, my name's not Scott. You get it right. It's cold turd paper plate.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Call me by my name or you can't speak.
Okay. Cold turd on a paper plate.
Yep. Hey, bud.
Scott, anyway, you had four officers there, and the one had his knee on the guy's neck for apparently 9 minutes. Mm-hmm. Why? Okay, my thing is, every one of them should be charged with the same thing, because all them other officers standing there, seeing what's going on, they know this guy's going to die. Why didn't they pull this cop off?
So we looked at this yesterday. There is the head of the chief of police organization somewhere there. Scott, remember we looked this up? And he said two things. He's a trainer of police and has written books on police force. He says that standing by as a police officer when a fellow officer is killing a citizen, essentially, it's two things. It is a crime. And it is also a tort for which they can be sued civilly. But he said it was absolutely a crime. The question is it the same crime as the officer who had the knee on George Floyd's neck? And that's what we're waiting to hear from the FBI on.
Does that make sense, caller?
You know, to me, it's all the same. Even though they didn't have their knee on his neck, they were standing right there watching it. And I don't know whether to allow to pull him off, but they should be.
Okay. Do appreciate the call from the text line. I love the show, Scott, but you grind my gears sometimes. Good. That's the whole point of talk radio. Hang on. No, I know what you're going to.
It's so good.
I hope I grind your gears. 4918 writes, how did Scott give up drinking? Did he do it cold turdy?
I just tweeted that.
Wow. Oh, you people make me laugh. You make me laugh.
Yes, I quit drinking cold turdy.
On a paper plate.
News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.